Welcome, everyone. Tonight, we light the last candle in our Advent wreath, the Christ candle. So far this season, we have celebrated God's gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love. These remind us that the birth of Jesus is a gift to all of us, an invitation to believe in God and receive His forgiveness, to experience hope and be filled with peace, to have joy no matter our circumstances, and to be embraced by God's love.
God loves you with an undying love, and He wants you to experience His presence in your life. No matter what is happening in the world and in your life, you can have fullness of hope, peace, joy, and love in Jesus Christ. Tonight, as we sing Christmas carols and read through the Christmas story, may you sense His presence and may you embrace God's gift for you, the gift of Jesus.
Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the chance to remember how you came to this earth as a little baby, not as a conquering general or tyrannical king, but as one of us, fragile, weak, and dependent. In your humility, we recognize your desire to draw us to you in love. Please give us hearts to hear your voice and the willingness to respond with our lives. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin."
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. May it be to me according to your word.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about.
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Our heart. This is the point in our service where we normally take a special offering. And this year, our special offering will be going to Vision House. They're a community organization here in Shoreline and in Renton that provides transitional housing for women and their children as they're getting out of difficult, often abusive situations. I'm just going to invite you, if you are able to make a contribution, there's the number here on the screen where you could text to make a contribution to Vision House. It's just a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to minister to them. While you're considering that, Scarlett is going to be playing us a piece. It's a beautiful piano piece called Welcome to Our World. This is written by Chris Rice, and it's an imagining of what it was like for Jesus to come as an infant. Now, if you'll remember, it was the kindness of strangers who put him and his family into safety and back on their feet. Those kings who traveled so far came and brought gifts that made that possible for them to escape to Egypt. So if you're able, please make this contribution and enjoy that piano piece by Scarlett.
Should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem in the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Jesus, wait. Welcome, everybody, and Merry Christmas. I want to thank you for joining us here tonight. I know that for many of us, the Christmas Eve service is one of our favorite services of the year. And while it's a little bit sad that we can't be together on this night and be around the room and just see each other's faces, I am thankful that we have the technology for us to be able to have a service like this. I also want to take a second to thank the people who have helped us put this on. I want to thank the kids and the teens for all the readings they did. Great job, kids. Great job, teens. I want to thank John and his family and Hannah for the music they put together. And I want to thank Paul for helping us put the technology together as well. So thanks to all of you who put this together and made this possible. My hope really is that tonight would be a blessing to all of you, that as you sing the Christmas carols and listen to the readings, that it would just warm your hearts, make you feel like you're here in the room with us, but more than anything, to help you to feel closer to Jesus. And tonight what I want to do is I want to talk about presents. Now, I don't know about you, but I love presents, especially at Christmas time. I love to give gifts. I love to receive gifts. It's one of my love languages. I love to even wrap the presents, although, honestly speaking, Jennifer's much better at the wrapping than I am. I can get one side that looks perfect, but if you flip it over, you'll realize I'm not that good at wrapping. But I love all of that. And my guess is most of you have different traditions that you do for presents. For our family, we wait till Christmas Eve to open one present in the evening, and then the next morning, the kids are allowed to get up at 7 a.m., no earlier than 7, and they can open up their stockings right away. But then they have to wait for the rest of the adults to wake up and come downstairs. We eat cinnamon rolls on Christmas morning, and then we gather around the tree, read the Christmas story again, pray, and then we open up all our presents kind of one at a time. In Panama, when we were there, the people of Panama, they would wait till midnight. And at the stroke of midnight, the kids were allowed to just dig into all the presents. They would open them all up, and then they would hang out until about 3 or 4 at night, partying and enjoying each other and playing with their new toys and all those things. But I'm not that late night owl, so we go to bed pretty early Christmas Eve. But then we wake up nice and early on Christmas Day. No matter how you do it, my guess is most of you are going to be opening up some presents this year. And so I want to talk about why do we have presents at Christmas? And I realize there are a lot of theories and legends out there as to where this tradition came from. But the most obvious answer is Jesus. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son." The verb there, gave, tells us that Jesus is a gift. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians 2:8 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." So Christmas really is all about this one gift, the ultimate and most precious gift you could ever receive, the gift of Jesus. When God sent his son Jesus to earth, he was giving us his most treasured possession. And when Jesus came down to earth as a little baby, he was giving us himself. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." This is talking about the fact that Jesus, before coming to earth, existed in heaven with God as part of the Godhead, or what we call the Trinity. Jesus was in heaven as God, not as a man, not as a baby. He was infinite in power and knowledge, and his presence could stretch everywhere at once. But for him to come down and become one of us, to take on flesh and bones and skin and become a tiny little baby, is as if one of us became a germ, right? That's the distance that Jesus traveled, being this infinite God and now coming down and containing himself in a tiny little human form. This is God's gift to us. Jesus come down to earth as one of us. But the other thing that Jesus did, he didn't just come so that he could hang out and be friends with the disciples for a few years. He didn't just come so that he could give us a few teachings that would be good to read later on. He didn't just come to do a handful of miracles and show us an example of what it's like to be godly. He came to give us the gift of salvation. Now, some people struggle with this word, salvation. I once heard an atheist say, "I don't know why Christians talk about salvation. I don't need to be saved. I'm not drowning. I didn't murder anybody. I'm a good person." But history has shown, and even our contemporary times have shown, that the world is drowning. It's drowning in anger and bitterness and anxiety and fear. It's drowning in racism and injustices. It's drowning in poverty and greed and pride. All of these things are the result of sin in our lives. The Bible says, "God so loved the world." When Jesus came, he was offering the whole world his gift of salvation. We all need to be saved. We need to be reconciled to God. Right now, there is a barrier between us and God. We cannot know God or see God. We cannot reach out and touch him. We have limited access to his peace and hope and love and joy, these things that we talk about during Advent. And all of this is the result of the brokenness that came because of sin. But when Jesus came, he came to fix that. He came to open up a way, a door, so to speak, so that we could be reconciled to God, so that we could have a relationship with God, intimate and personal, to be able to talk to God and hear his voice, to be able to feel his presence in our lives once again. Jesus opened up this door and opened up this bridge for us so that we could have forgiveness of sins, so that we could have the Holy Spirit in our lives and the promise of heaven, but more than anything, so that we could have that relationship with God. And that's why Jesus came at Christmas time in the form of a baby. Now, he could have come as a conquering general. He could have come as an imposing emperor. He could have come with fireworks or thunderbolts and lightning. But instead, he chose to come as a baby, small, humble, gentle, innocent, a baby that calls us to draw near to the manger, to look into the crib and behold this marvel. And when we look into the manger and we see the baby Jesus, we are seeing the face of God. So the question is, what are you going to do with this gift? When my kids were little, a couple of our very first Christmases, when Nathaniel was just about 1 year old, we presented him his gifts at Christmas time, and he started unwrapping the first gift. And soon after that, he became so enthralled with the wrapping paper that he forgot about the gift itself, and let alone all of the other gifts under the tree. I think it took us 2 or 3 days to get him to open all of his presents. And sometimes that's what happens at Christmas. People become so enthralled with the trappings and the wrapping and the decorating of Christmas that they forget about the gift itself. Jesus is a gift that is meant to be received, that it is meant to be opened and treasured and enjoyed. And that's really what faith is about. It's about giving our lives to Jesus, embracing the gift that he's brought to us, treasuring him more and more each year. Unlike any other gift under your tree, the gift of Jesus is never meant to grow old or stale. It's never meant to be broken. It's supposed to be something that you treasure year after year after year. And the more you hold on to it, the more you embrace it, the more rich and deep it's supposed to become in your life. That's what the gift of Jesus is to us. It's this relationship with God, getting to know him better and better year after year, remembering to treasure him and worship him. And the more you do that, the more you surrender your life to him, the greater this gift will become in your life. That's the gift of Jesus. And so just like the shepherds or just like the wise men who came and beheld this baby Jesus, bowing their knee before him, presenting their gifts and offerings to him. That is what presents represent at Christmas. We are sharing and continuing to pass on the love of Jesus. But every gift you give and every gift you receive is meant to remind you of the preciousness of the gift of Jesus. What God did in sending his one and only Son to earth. What Jesus did in becoming human, taking on our form so that he could give his life for us. This Christmas, I hope that you will embrace the gift of Jesus. Whether you've just begun exploring Christianity and what it's all about, or whether you've been following Jesus your whole life, I hope that you will treasure and cherish the gift of Jesus. Jesus is meant to be an all-consuming gift. It's not just a nice fairy tale that we tell kids at Christmas. He's the very tangible and physical presence of God in this world. A gift meant to be embraced. A gift meant to be enjoyed your entire life. Would you please pray with me at this time? Jesus, we thank you for the incredible gift of your Son. We thank you that you are willing to come down and become one of us with all of our limitations. We thank you, Jesus, that you loved us enough to offer your life for us. Please help us, Lord, this Christmas to consider that, to remember that, to really treasure that. Help us, Lord Jesus, to offer our lives to you in return. Following you, serving you, getting to know you better and better each day. We pray, Lord, that you'd continue to reveal yourself to us in fresh and new ways, that the gift that we have in you would never grow stale or old in our lives. We praise your name, Jesus, and we worship you tonight. At this time, we usually light our candles. You remember these little guys? We usually take it and hold it up to the Christ candle. And then we pass it around and share it around the room until pretty soon the whole room is full of light. Everyone holding their candles except those one or two kids who always blow them out before. I don't know why. This represents for us the light of Jesus come down to earth. And then we receive that light and we pass it on to others until it fills the whole world with the light and the love of Jesus. Tonight, whether you're at home by yourself or with family, I hope that you'll take some kind of light, whether it's a candle, if it's safe for you to do so, or a flashlight, or even your cell phone. I hope you'll just turn on a light and dim all of the other lights in your room. If you're with other loved ones, you may even pass it around symbolically and share it with others. And then we're going to stand and sing Silent Night. But I hope that for you, this will represent the light of Jesus burning in your life. May it grow ever brighter for you this Christmas season and into next year. So here, take the light of Jesus and stand and sing with us, Silent Night.
All is calm, all is bright. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Luke 2:8-14.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Welcome again, and one last thing I want to do for you before we close our service. I want to leave you with a Christmas benediction. Here's a blessing for you. This Christmas, December 25th, 2020, no matter the circumstances facing you or even facing us all, may every gift you open and give away, may every tasty treat or comforting moment you enjoy, may every Christmas carol you sing and all the twinkling lights you see, even if you're in the midst of hardship and difficulty, may it all remind you of the gift we have in Jesus. May God bless you and keep you. May he make the light of his face shine upon you. And may he draw you closer to his heart than ever before. Merry Christmas, and God bless you guys. God bless.